On December 4th, the Pocahontas County Board of Education met at Marlinton Middle School. Prior to the regular board meeting, there was a local school improvement council meeting where Marlinton Middle School principal Dustin Lambert proudly informed the board about achievements at the school, especially in areas of discipline. Lambert said that disciplinary incidents resulting in suspensions have been reduced dramatically this year compared to last year. He also talked about the expansion of opportunities for students at the school. There were also presentations about the school's new high tunnel, both its successes and challenges in providing a productive space for growing fruits and vegetables. The challenges included dealing with temperature and flooding issues, while the successes include the lessons about horticulture being learned by the students who were involved in this high tunnel project. The students against destructive decisions, or SAD, talked about a recent trip to the state SAD conference where they learned about the importance of developing good self-esteem to help avoid destructive decisions and addictions. Another presentation was about an 8th grade podcast about West Virginia history and a new positive approach to encouraging good behavior known as the COPS, or Catching Outstanding Productive Students program, where students are actually issued tickets when they are caught being good. The tickets are then placed into a box, and there's a drawing of tickets from the box where the winners receive rewards. There are plans to expand the rewards in the future. In other actions at the board meeting, Superintendent Terrence Beam congratulated the robotics team at Greenbank Elementary Middle School for a first-place finish in the recent state robotics championships. Hunter Tankersley, the student representative to the Board of Education, reported that the high school elf auction will be held to provide Christmas gifts for special needs kids. He also said that the PCHS Rotary Club and National Honor Society were preparing Christmas shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. The board approved making an initial deposit of up to $500 to help provide funds to the 6 counties, including Pocahontas, who have filed suit against the West Virginia Board of Education to pay for expert witnesses. This legal action resulted from severe underfunding by the state over a period of years, which was discovered by the state auditor, who said that the state used a flawed formula when it determined how much state aid money the 6 plaintiff counties received. Through this lawsuit, the county board hopes to recover funds that they were shorted by the State Board of Education. The board also heard from Lauren Bennett, the director of the county Parks and Recreation, who sought permission to build a trail across Marlinton Elementary School campus to enable fishermen to have safer access to Knapp's Creek. She said that the fishermen, many of whom are children, currently use a busy bridge to access the creek, and this is dangerous. The board tabled any action on this until the December 18th Board of Education meeting because they need to learn more about possible liability and insurance issues, about the issue of fishermen possibly carrying weapons across school property, and about who would be responsible for cleanup and maintenance of such a trail. They also approved a professional and service personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.